terrifying weapon, a very powerful weapon, which can avoid all kinds of air defense and can travel in all different directions and can just about hit anywhere in the world. Russia, way ahead of the game when it comes to missiles, to missile technology. Way, way ahead of the game. The Western media, they were not impressed with the Sarmat. Not impressed at all. They actually see Putin's announcement of the Sarmat a couple of days after what they described to be a scaled-down Victory Day parade, a Victory Day parade where Putin was afraid of a Ukraine drone attack. They described this announcement as a way to save face after the Victory Day events. And so they have to rely on these types of big destructive missiles in order to scare the collective West. And the collective West is not scared. So they were not impressed with this announcement from Putin. And you know, Russia, they've got thousands and thousands of nuclear weapons. It has not stopped the collective West, NATO, even small EU states from allowing their airspace to be used to attack Russia with drones. So the whole nuclear deterrent thing, I've been saying this for a couple of weeks now, is really not what everyone makes it out to be. They talk about Iran getting a nuclear weapon.